what's your take on it?
Well, excited. I mean, to win the first game and take that first step in a really positive manner. The playing group's really excited over there at the minute and celebrating a win that is what we came here for.
It was a hard-fought game.
It was a really contested game, and I thought at different times teams had momentum, and we found a way, which I was really proud of. They dug in and really fought hard, and found a way to get the result, which was really encouraging.
What did you make of, I guess, the tweaks that have been made to the game over the summer?
I think we'll need to take some time to go back and have a look at the vision. Straight out, the emotions are pretty high, and we'll spend the week, looking at exactly that and, what effect it may have had. But first off, we approached the game plan that we put together with all that in mind, and it sort of, played out that way anyway. So I think that when each team had the footy, they were able to move it fairly effectively. And inside 50, once it got there, we perhaps didn't convert as well. But we'll go back and have a look at the vision and identify how much or if any effect it sort of had.
Did you feel there was a noticeable difference in stoppage numbers?
Well, I felt that there was a noticeable difference in the intensity. The stronger bodies and the commitment that they had on the contest, both teams, I thought was apparent right from the word go, and it certainly held that right throughout the competition, throughout the four quarters. So, that was really obvious to the eye, I would have thought.
How much does Tanya Harris improve you as a
Yeah, look, she's a real professional in the way in which she goes about it. She's prepared really well for the season, was really critical to us at significant moments in the game. I thought that she gelled really well with her teammates around her. The forwards and that group, when she pushed up the ground a little bit, worked really well with the connection of line. So, she was well supported with a good, solid group of players at her feet too.
About the crowd tonight, and fair show of faith in AFLW, wasn't it?
Yeah, unbelievable, and it's a real privilege to have this first round fixture at Icon Park, and we heard the navy blue chant go around the ground in that last quarter when it got tight. The roar was amazing. I mean, I think it was 19, nearly 20,000 out there, and we could certainly hear that roar in the box. So it's really special. The members and supporters that you talk to speak of last year as being really historic, and being a part of that is really special to them. And I'm certain that tonight our members and supporters will latch onto that as well, and talk for many years to come that they are here for another navy blue win at Icon Park, which is really important to the club.
Must have been really pleasing to have that really tough win without Darcy Vessio and Lauren Arnell really starring. Like, it shows you've really developed your depth over the summer.
Yeah, I think that's been really important for us, that there's a spread across the performance, and that I'm certain that when we go back and have a look at the game over again, that we're going to find that we had multiple contributors across all the lines. There wasn't one individual that we sort of were hanging our hat on, so which we're going to need, because clearly GWS have hit the ground running this year, and their performance in their practice game and they're going really well. We're eager to see them play against Melbourne this week, but clearly they've recruited well and are going to be real contenders. So we'll need to go back and have a look at our performance and make sure we improve on this week to come up against the challenge of GWS in a city game for the first time for AFLW, and they'll certainly be focused on putting out a good performance, and have clearly got the personnel to do that. We're going to have a challenge in front of us that we need to improve on from tonight.
It looked a more free flowing, more attractive contest, but no goals in the second half. What do you put that down to?
We'll need to go back and assess that in a little bit more detail. We're fixed really on the contest and making sure that we're winning that contested ball. So, I think there are opportunities. The flow of the game, felt like we were creating opportunities, and felt like Collingwood were creating opportunities as well. So, it may have just been that last line execution that each team fell down on. So, but we'll go back and have a look at the vision and assess that in more detail.
more broadly, do you think the little tweaks that they have made to the game will eventually lead to more scoring?
Yeah, look, I think it's a whole host of elements that will add to the evolution of how this game's played. So, you know, their bodies are stronger, having done another pre-season. You know, they've grown their understanding of game plans. The playing group are clear on the expectations and the demands of the game itself. You know, plus there's a few different rules in play. So I think it's not just one single element that's going to change things. It's a number of different elements that we'll see add to the evolution of how it's played. You know, as I said before, you know, it was a really contested game tonight, and you know, I'm certain that it would have been great to watch, and it was certainly good to win.
Any injuries?
No, we're all clear from injuries, so we've come through with a clean slate, which is really good. And as I mentioned before, we'll need that for the challenge up in Sydney next week. Thank you.